Okay, well, welcome. Let's get started. I think we have a quorum, do we not, Richard?
I don't know. Let me call the roll.
Go ahead.
Okay. Ms. Allen?
Present.
Mr. Boney?
Who?
Ms. Casanova?
I cannot understand you. Who
Ms. Casanova?
I thought I heard a voice.
Ms. Casanova?
I'm on.
Casanova? Adriana?
I said present.
Okay. Mr. Crozier?
Sorry, I was muted. I'm here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Hoyt?
Also here.
Dwayne Locke, present.
Is that Hoyt?
Yes, Patrick Hoyt. I am here.
Just say yes or here or something like that. Don't talk a lot. Mr. James?
Wally's here.
Mr. Lark?
Dwayne Lark is here.
Mr. Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Ms. Martinez?
Here.
Ms. Miller? Paula Miller? Ms. Moreno? Susie Moreno?
Have you asked everybody to mute because I can't hear what the name
is? This is Sandra. I can't understand the name that you're saying. Did you call my name?
Sandra? Your name? Okay. Ms. Patel, Adam? Okay, everybody needs to mute their phone. Mute your phone. Get off of the
bad quality sound.
Come on, guys. Let's get. Okay.
Oh, this is
Ms. Moreno.
It's very garbled. Am I the only one?
Everybody probably has to mute your phones so we can try to make this work.
Mute your phone. That's right. Ms. Moreno. Ms. Patel Adams. Ms. Rowline.
Sandra's present.
Thank you. Ms. Robbins. Darrell Robbins. Ms. Shapto.
Here.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can.
I know you're in the room.
Much better.
Deb
you can
really
hear
weak,
me now?
She answered you, but Deb needs to speak up.
Oh, okay. Mr. Uzel, I'm here. Ms. Washington?
Here.
Thank you. Weinman? Sandy Weinman? Mr. Weiskel?
Here.
Ms. Williams? Ms. Vanessa Williams? Willies? Egberto Willies? Okay, I didn't hear from Miller. Are you here?
Yes, Miller is here. Yes, I'm here. I couldn't hear what I was static earlier, but I'm here.
Okay, I got you. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Nancy's here. I got
off again.
Who was that last one?
Nancy.
Nancy, okay.
Okay, does anybody have a copy of the agenda?
I can't hear you.
Can I ask who are not present, please?
I can't hear you.
I couldn't hear that.
Deb, you need to get closer to the mic. We can barely hear you. If you're using a headset, adjust your microphone so it's closer to your mouth.
Lisa Todd Adams is present.
Hello?
I haven't heard the chair's voice yet.
Please speak up and speak directly into the phone.
Okay, that should be better. Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
All righty.
Richard, did you get Venetia?
I'm here. Uh-huh.
No, I didn't. Venetia Patel Adams?
That is me.
I'm sorry?
Yes, Patel Adams is here.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
And let's see. Where were we?
Can you speak up a bit, please? I can barely hear you.
You talking to me? You can barely hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my.
No, you're fine.
Is that better?
I can hear you fine.
It's a little bit better.
Is that a little better?
Yeah,
hold on a
yes,
second.
Yes, ma'am.
That's good.
It's good? Okay. Everybody says it's good. That's fine. Okay, so the agenda approval. Everybody has a copy of the agenda?
Madam Chair.
Any additions?
Madam Chair. Adriana. That's me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I don't understand what you're saying.
Can you hear me, Madam Chair? I'm asking if you are recognizing me to tell you something.
Okay. You have an additional or change to the agenda?
Yes, Madam Chair. I didn't hear anybody calling
okay.
Bob Garner that was the PMB authorized him being in this meeting and being seen that the member of the LSC. Why he's not in, I didn't hear anybody calling him, and I don't know if anybody sent the information to him to call in.
Are you talking about Gardner? I can't understand
Robert
you very well.
Robert Gardner.
Yeah, okay.
Robert Gardner.
Well, as far
yes.
as far as I'm concerned, he's no longer on the board.
Sorry, but
what?
The PMB decides something different, Madam Chair. It's not up to you. The PNB already make a decision on this issue, right?
The PNB hasn't notified me of anything. I have received no notification from the PNB whatsoever.
The LSP is
Madam Chair,
meeting.
Dwayne Lark.
Yes?
Dwayne Lark seeks to be recognized.
Yes? Go ahead.
Madam Chair, the email was sent to the Secretary of the LSP and the LSP itself and the chair of the LSB. While you may have not received it, I'm not certain, but we do have an additional member
either,
of PNB on this call. Well, we do have three members on this call from the PNB that obviously voted in the selection or the vote. They certainly didn't vote to affirm his position, but they know full well and confirm to you that the PNB has directed the local station board to seat this gentleman.
Somebody is saying something I didn't quite get.
I am saying, Dwayne Lark is saying that Mr. Crozier and Mr. Wiley James was in the vote and are fully aware that the PNB voted to have the to instruct the LSB to seek
Would it be appropriate to notify the chair of the LSB?
Do you
Wouldn't
check your
be
email?
The appropriate
because it's been
measure?
Sent. Well, right now you're
thing?
Playing games. You're playing games because the fact of the matter is, it was sent to you. Whether or not you viewed it or not, I'm asking the secretary if he viewed it or not.
I don't have any idea. Mr. Secretary, did you see any official announcement from the PNB?
I did not get an official announcement from the PNB. I got a personal.
I'll give it to you. I'll have it sent momentarily.
I got two personal emails talking about it, but I didn't see an official announcement.
Okay, for the record, I'll have it sent momentarily. And therefore, you will no longer be able to say you have not received an official record. I'll speak to the secretary immediately.
Okay. I'll look on my computer and I'll get that up.
Proceed. I'll let you know when it's in your email box and the secretary
okay. And
the LSB.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Is there any? I think we have not had an agenda approval yet. Can we go? We're still talking about who's here and who's not.
Alan for the SAC.
Yes. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, I have a motion on the agenda regarding a decision to allow Patrick Hoyt and Wendy Schrell into the building. And until the building is open for meetings, I move to postpone consideration of that motion.
Okay.
It's on the agenda.
That's on the agenda for today, yes, okay.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I have a motion about directors and officers insurance for PNB members on the agenda, and since we still don't know what's going to happen with the vote, I would move to postpone a consideration of that motion as well.
Madam Chair, I will second that. Alan will second that.
Okay. So that's
has anyone seconded my motion?
I'll second your motion, Teresa.
Okay, they've both been moved and seconded. Then.
Bill for the SAC.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Bill for the SAC.
Yeah, go ahead.
We need to deal with one of them at a time, and I believe Teresa was first. I'd like to speak against that motion because Patrick is staff, and he helps with one of the shows, and he should be able to come to the building and help with that show, just like other staff should be able to, the unpaid staff, of course.
Okay, so let's take them in order, okay? There have been speeches on three of those motions. Let's take them one at a time. Let's start with the motion for – oh, wait, we haven't had the minutes yet. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah, the agenda, yes.
Madam Chair, this is Ted White. May I be recognized for an
yes.
agenda?
Okay.
I submitted six motions for tonight's agenda. Two of them are moot, but the other four are still relevant, and I would like them to be added to tonight's agenda.
Could we postpone that until we get through the opening things?
Let me comment on those. Are those the same motions that you introduced last month?
Yes.
They were dealt with last month.
They have not been.
Look at your minutes. They were dealt with last month.
Dealt with in the committee.
Two of them were referred to the governance committee, and two of them were referred to the outreach committee. And two of them were dismissed. And the whole LSB voted.
The items that were sent to committees have not been addressed in committee. Therefore, I wish them to be brought back before the LSB tonight.
could we get through the opening before we start adding to the agenda?
Absolutely. I'm trying to deal with it as it's appropriate, and you're under agenda approval. I have no problem with the agenda that's printed. I just want these additional items added to it.
And where would you like to put those in?
Under number 7, at the end of number 7, which is consider motion.
Okay. How about if we bring it up? How about if we bring it up then, and we'll vote on whether to put them on then?
Anything to explain?
Hello?
This is fine with me.
Can I ask a question?
He is asking to have those put on the agenda. The group needs to vote on whether to do it.
Yeah, well, we can do it when we get there, can't we? You have to do it first?
Madam Chair, Alan.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Madam Chair, Alan for the stack.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
There's nobody
Madam
ahead of
Chair,
you. Go ahead.
I believe that well, my motion needs to be addressed first. Then you need to address Sandra Rawline's motion, and the unless there's an objection, they can be approved. But my first motion was to postpone. Bill Crozier made comment on it, but we need to address that first, then go to Sandra Rawline, and then Ted Weisgold's motion.
That's what I was
asking. Can I interject something, please? Can I make a suggestion, please?
Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm officially on the board yet. This is Marianne Martinez. I don't know if I'm officially on the board, but
Marianne,
am I officially
took,
on it already?
You took Rhonda's place.
Well, I never received an agenda.
Oh, can you look up your
I'm a little in the dark here.
Richard, can she access the agenda somewhere on the internet?
I looked on the website. It wasn't there.
So. I don't think so. I think the agenda went out to the LSV, and since she wasn't
can you can you send it to her?
No, because I don't. I'm on my phone.
Can you send it through the other computer?
Maybe Bill could.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa Allen. I will send her the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Okay, can we get back to the...
can you, Chair?
Yes.
I didn't get the agenda either. If Teresa can send it to me as well, please.
To me,
I don't know what...
Adriana, to me too.
Yes, I will send it. I will send it to all three of those people.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Chair, this is Nancy. I would like an agenda too, please.
Madam Chair, could you just have it send it to the LSB, period?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
You've got
it
in your email.
Email has been sent to you and to Richard from the PNB.
You've got it in your email. On last Tuesday.
Yeah, I received it, Wayne, from the LSB, yes.
Okay, it was sent to the LSB, to Richard, to Deborah, and to Teresa. I guess it's on its way.
It shouldn't be that long.
I agree.
I just received a new one that you just sent, Dwayne, the copy. Is the report out from the PNB session of March 5, 2020?
Yes.
And read the PNB on advice from council voted to instruct the KPFC local station board to sue Robert Gardner onto the KPFC LSC. That is a report out from the Pacifica National Board.
They're saying you have to put Gardner on.
They said not to.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
I believe so that Ms. Martinez won't feel uncomfortable because of the resignation of Rhonda Gardner, that
Yes.
There are two seats in terms of Mr. Gardner is seated and Ms. Martinez is seated, and that completes our 24 members. Okay. Just wanted clarification.
No.
I believe that there is some debate about Mr. Gardner's membership. As I said before, I have not been officially notified. You say you're putting it on the computer now, but that's coming from you, not from the PNB. That's the kind of thing that they should have notified me personally about.
But it's not coming from the PNB. I understand you chairing the meeting and that you can't look at the email, but the email actually came from the secretary the night of the vote. It came from the secretary to the – so in other words, if Mr. Gardner is not on the phone tonight, I'm not going to really go any further with this because it's
all
really
right, we'll
moot if he's not
fine.
On the phone. Is Mr. Gardner on the phone? Is Mr. Robert Gardner on the call?
Nobody sent him the information.
Okay, I'm going to just deal with it at the next meeting if we have one.
All
right. In fact,
perhaps we can get this finalized and in order before the next meeting. Okay.
Is Robert Gardner not going to be on the meeting tonight?
He is not going to be on the meeting. He's not on the phone.
He's not a
member. Madam Chair?
Maybe we should send him the information.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, I'm recognizing you.
Yes, Madam Chair, what do you have in front of you, and all of us are reading, is the report out that is posted of the report out of the PNB closed session of March 5th, 2020. It's the official report out of the PNB, and it's posted in the Pacifica Foundation website. And it's what Shaz forward to all of us. It's the report out from the Secretary of the Pacifica National Board.
I don't think
there's any questioning because we, the LSV, are a committee of the PNB. It's not up to us to change this. And you can see in that report out the foundation is there.
My contention is that the PNB should have notified the chair of the board if that was their case. I've heard it from several people. And in addition, the point is really moot if he's not here. And if you want to waste a lot of time debating this right now, fine. But I think it would be much more reasonable to continue with the meeting, do our business, and discuss this at a later time when it's actually relevant. Okay. Can we go on with the agenda?
Deb, this is Ted Weisgall. There's one other minor but important matter, and that is that we have to accept Rhonda Garner's resignation just because she sent something.
No, you do not.
Just because what?
Just because she sends in a notice does not mean that she is officially off the board. We have to accept her resignation.
It said that nowhere in those bylaws. You just, if a person resigns, they resign, and the next person moves up.
That is how it's traditionally been.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Go ahead.
I move that we accept Rhonda Gardner's resignation from the LSV and the PNB.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Hearing none.
I second that.
Okay, hearing no objections, it is hereby accepted. Thank you.
May I be recognized? This is
Bill
Patel Adams.
Preference.
This is who?
Patel Adams.
And Bill.
The first person, I didn't get your name, but go ahead. You were first. Go ahead.
This is Patel Adams. I wanted to I think we should give Robert the information to call in and join and talk about it now. Like, I'm looking at the email that Dwayne sent, and I don't think the PMB needs to send the chair anything. We have PMB members for a reason. They can easily just pass the information on. It's really kind of ridiculous to say that the PMB needs to email the chair. Like, we have that right in front of us. I got the email as well. I looked at the email that Dwayne sent. Why can't we hear from the three PMB members? Are either of them saying that that didn't happen?
I'm only saying that there was no notification to the chair.
Did you not see the email that Dwayne just sent?
No, I don't have it right now. I'm on the phone right
okay,
now.
I mean,
Madam, you
should be able to check it real fast while you're on the phone.
I think it's absolutely moot. He's not here.
Well, I mean, we should send him the info and get him to join the call. He should be here. We're not trying to stop members from participating. We're trying to encourage members from participating.
This is the secretary. When I sent out the notice about this number, we're moving to this date, Robert sent me back three responses. So he knows what the meeting is now, you know. So nobody's hiding anything from me.
But feel free to send him whatever message you want.
Madam Chair, Alan for the STAC.
Go ahead.
Okay. Madam Chair.
And Bill, remember I was on the STAC.
Okay. Madam Chair, are you going to address my request to address an issue that's on the agenda?
Yes.
Or no? Okay.
Yes.
Can we discuss that? Can we discuss that then now?
We're trying to get the agenda approved.
Yes, and I was the first one that said I have an issue that I want to postpone. Now, you allowed Bill to argue it, so we're either going to argue whether we're going to put this on the agenda or we vote and remove it from the agenda, I mean postpone it. So unless our general manager wants to say that we'll deal with this later, then I would like to postpone it or you know, let Bill have his argument and we'll vote on it.
Okay.
Did you send the agenda, Teresa, please? I didn't receive it yet.
Sorry,
Teresa,
you're proposing that we postpone this motion?
Yes.
Is that the motion you're making?
Yes, that we postpone this.
Okay.
Until we take
a vote on that. Does anybody want to speak against it? Can we take a vote on it right now?
Bill, I want to speak against it.
Okay, go ahead.
There's no reason to postpone it. Patrick is unpaid staff. He helps with the show. He should be allowed to do that. He was never actually notified officially, as far as I know, that he wasn't supposed to come in. It was just a sort of rumor that kept floating around that he was supposed to be or going to be or might be banned from the building. I don't think there was ever any official notice given to him. You could ask him. But
Alan for the STAC.
Like we should make it clear. It should be simple. Just let him come back into the building to do his show.
Alan for the STAC.
Bill, just before I go to Teresa, who has to give that permission? Judon?
Well, this would be a statement from the LSB. I guess Judon, yeah, but I don't think he ever actually received any notification that he wasn't supposed to be in. This would just be kind of a clarification. That way you could ask.
Okay,
Patrick.
So your motion is to take a vote to allow Patrick back into the station. Is that correct?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Can we ask if Judon is preventing?
It.
Can we ask if Judon Boney is preventing Patrick Hoyt from entering the building? If he's not, then we don't need to vote on it.
That's a good idea. Yes, Judon, are you there and listening?
Yes, I am. That happened before I was appointed. I have not changed anything. Not willing to be satisfied.
A little louder, please.
I'm kind of at limbo on this. If it wasn't under his
term in the job, and nobody quite knows how it happened. Maybe we should just vote to allow him back into the state.
Teresa Allen for a point of information. Teresa Allen for a point of information. I'm not trying to interfere with the general manager and his decision to say who is or is not in the building. Is there anything official that says that Patrick Hoyt is banned from the building? Yes or no?
I'm not aware of anything in writing that happened before I was appointed. I have not changed anything that was in existence before I was appointed.
All right. There's nothing official, then you going to enforce it then? I'm just confused.
Well, there were several incidents relating to personnel that happened before I was appointed. That happened with Don Freeman. Did not happen with me. I have kept the same policies and procedures and not changed it because I'm not aware of that detail. And as I mentioned privately to one board member, I don't know how useful it is for me to go back into the past and try to ascertain the validity of that, whether it should stand or should not stand. I've not had a problem with any of the people that have been banned or terminated from the station. I'm aware of the LSB is not to be engaged in the day-to-day operations of the station, but I'm willing to hear the board's will on this.
Well, should we take a vote on postponing that until further, or should we just vote on the motion? What do you think?
It might be useful to postpone the vote while I dig into it more directly and get
I would
a sense
appreciate
from the,
that, yes.
So I can
yes.
get a sense from the staff on how they're feeling and share that with the board. And let's see if we let me dig into it directly and spend some time on that. I've not
that.
Spent a lot of time on that. Okay. I'll do that before the next board meeting.
Okay. Bill, will you withdraw your objection? Are you there?
Sorry, I had to unmute. Well, it's just an expression of LSB's feeling on it. I think we could go ahead and vote on that, and then he could still go ahead and talk with the staff
and
see what they say.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. I appreciate your willingness, everybody, to move forward with this. Would you call the roll? We're voting on postponing.
No, we're not. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm leading the wrong people.
What are we doing?
We're voting on whether to have Mr. Boney.
We cannot vote on that right now because it's not on the – or this is agenda approval.
Exactly. We're just on agenda approval. Can't just
if
vote
we,
on
if that stays, if that is not postponed – and we have to deal with it later in the meeting if we get to it.
Why can't we postpone it until the facts are investigated?
Bill Crozier objected.
Linden for the stack.
Go ahead, Linden.
I agree with Bill. I think that this should be voted on. And so if we have to vote on his proposal to have a vote and not suspend, then we do that, and then we vote on the proposal as it was. I think Patrick needs to be in the station as soon as possible, and we don't have months to dither around anymore.
Madam Chair, Rita
yes.
Washington for the stack.
I'm sorry, who's for the stack?
Rita Washington.
Rita Washington, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, the motion on the floor by Teresa Allen is to postpone this. We are on the agenda. We cannot vote on this issue. We need to vote on her motion to withdraw from the agenda item. And then if Bill and the other people want to add, just make that another motion, then we can do that. But we haven't even gotten to agenda approval. So
yes,
we can't start voting on things without getting the agenda approved. Thank you, Madam
Chair.
Can
we vote on postponing this motion until it's further looked into in the course of approving the agenda?
Sure. If you let me call everybody's name. Unless I want to hold your hand up and let me trust you. Okay, this is a vote to postpone Alan's second motion. Okay, Alan, how do you vote? Hello. Teresa, how do you vote?
Are we voting?
We're voting on whether
to
postpone.
Postponing the motion.
Yes.
Taking it off the agenda.
Okay. Yes, she. Alan said it. Casanova.
This is Nancy with a point of.
Wait a minute,
no,
Nancy.
No, no, you're in the middle of a vote.
Casanova.
I cannot hear the secretary. Can the secretary get closer or stop using the speakerphone or I don't know. It's just kind of
okay.
Word.
Okay, we're taking a vote right now.
Oh, that's better.
Adriana, yes or no?
What?
Do you vote to postpone this or not? I'll come back to you. Crozier.
No. And could everybody else please mute and sup when you're entering?
Yeah, we'll, please mute.
Because I keep hearing background noise.
Foley.
No.
Hoyt.
No.
James.
No.
Lark. Dwayne. Lewis.
No.
Martinez.
No.
No. Okay. Miller.
No.
Mourinho. Del Adams. Del Adams. Walline.
No.
Robbins. Nancy Savard. Savard's already known to me. Nancy,
I'm sorry.
Here?
Yeah. Okay. We're voting on
whether to postpone Alan's motion.
Oh, whether to vote on it. Oh, I could not understand why we were voting.
Whether we're going to postpone considering it.
Okay.
Alan says yes.
You vote to postpone. Okay. Phil Adams, what did you say?
Yeah, sorry, I'm really bad at formatting. What are we voting on?
Whether to postpone Alan's...
Whether to postpone what?
Alan's motion. She wants to postpone it. Bill doesn't.
Okay, she wants to postpone it, then yeah.
Okay, Shapto, do you want me to call you after the end?
Yeah, sure.
Point of information.
Okay.
Alan, for point of information.
Yes?
I'm confused. Are we voting on Bill's motion or my motion?
We're voting on the motion.
The which motion? My motion?
You
my
made
motion
a motion to
postpone.
Okay, guys,
I moved to
pay attention.
Then
we're
I
trying to get
postpone.
The agenda approved.
I moved to a postpone.
Teresa moved to, wait a minute. Maurice, I'm doing this roll call thing, so.
Sorry.
Okay, Teresa moved to postpone her motion. Bill objected. Now we're voting on whether to postpone it or not.
Okay.
And we're more than halfway through. I will vote to postpone it.
I say
Washington.
Yes.
Rita? Yes or
yes.
No?
Yes.
Okay. Weinman? Are you there?
No. Yes, I am. No.
You're there. Okay. Got you.
No. Thank you.
Weissel?
No.
Williams? Benicio, are you there? Willies? Egbert, are you there? Okay, let's see what we got. Ten no's. Five yeses. So it's not postponed. Which we may not get to it.
Not this way.
Request for information.
What information do you need?
Sarah, this is Nancy. Yes.
Yes.
Richard, could you read the yes votes and the no votes? I mean, the people's names.
Okay, the people that voted yes were Allen, Patel Adams, Uzel, Washington, and Nancy.
And the no?
Why don't y'all write this down, you know? You know, we're wasting time here. Crozier, Foley, Hoyt, James, Lewis, Martinez, Miller, Rawline, Wineland, Weissel. Okay, it's still on the agenda.
Okay, so we can move on to the rest of the approval. Are there any other objections to the agenda as printed out?
The other motion, there were two other motions. One of
this is Sandra, Madam Chair. May I be recognized?
Surely. Go ahead.
Since we're probably not going to get to it anyway, it doesn't really matter whether my motion stays on the agenda or not, but I would like to move that we approve the agenda.
Yes. Is there any further objection to approving the agenda? Then it's approved. Okay. Please, let us begin. The first thing we need to do is the...
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I would like to move that the minutes from February 12th be approved.
Sorry,
is there any objection? Minutes for February 12th. Is there any objection to approving the minutes for February 12th?
Yes. Adriana?
Yes.
And who's you have an objection?
Hear me because nobody hears my answer to the previous vote. Nobody can hear me now neither. How is this working?
I'm sorry, I can't understand what's being said.
I can hear
you. You cannot understand?
This is
Please,
Sandra, Madam Chair. This is Sandra.
Yes.
I'm trying to say that I can hear Adriana. Adriana, what was your vote to postpone?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
I said yes. But
okay, so that makes six yes votes.
It still does not pass.
Thank you, Adrian. And the second thing I asked for the floor,
I would like
Chair,
to
the rest
vote
of
on
the
those
people.
Minutes.
Oh my God!
We have too many people speaking at the right same time. Please wait.
May I talk, Madam Chair? Thank you. You asked if somebody objects to the minute, and I already sent it in writing. In the minute of February, I give my point of orders, and the chair there, that was Teresa Allen, and the whole LSP, they approved that it will be put in the minute. The point of orders are supposed to be in the minutes because they talk about the violation, and they are not in the minutes. And I said very clearly, I give it in writing to Mr. Ussel, and I agree that you don't need to put all the explanation, but the point of order should be there. That's why I give it right to him in writing.
Richard, to the stack.
Yes, Richard.
And the chair.
What did you have said?
In the minutes on page 2, about a third of the way down, it says, Tassanova, call point of order, Rudy Gardner not being seated. No action taken. There was no action taken on your point of order. She then demanded that a printed statement she had be added to the minute. The secretary responded, repeating, and I quote, repeating what I've said before, the minutes contain what happened at the meeting, not what is said at the meeting. Robert's Rules of Order. He did, however, accept the document and stated that he would add it to the official record of the meeting, not the minutes. It is now in the official. It is now in the official record.
Madam,
it's not in the minutes. It's not going to be in the minutes.
Madam Chair,
yes.
I'm sorry, but you can listen to the audio. And the chair, the pro tem chair that was Teresa Allen, and the whole LSB accept the to put that in the minute. The secretary is only the secretary. He doesn't make the decision. The chair makes the decision, and you can listen to the audio, and the LSB approved that. Then it's not up to the secretary to change what the body decides. I'm very sorry. But that you can
your,
go to Robert's Rules of Order. I'm sorry, Richard, but you don't have the floor. The chair gave me the floor. Okay?
Right.
Then respect. If you want respect, respect the other people.
I said you're right.
Wait.
Madam Chair, can you call him to order?
I did. You were talking,
okay,
and didn't hear
you.
It.
Thank you. What I'm saying, and I want to repeat it, you want to go to the audio of the meeting, you can see what was done there. And the LSC approved it. The chair, that was Mr. Lisa Allen, approved it, and it's not up to the secretary to decide that he changed things that were agreed on that meeting. That is my point. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we move on?
Madam Chair,
go ahead.
Is Sandra. May I speak?
Yes.
I move that Adriana's point of order be included in the minutes,
okay,
so that we can approve the minutes.
Yes.
It has no place in Put me on the stack, please.
Were you finished?
Sandra?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. I'm just trying to move things along here.
Bridget, you want to say something?
Yeah. I've said it over and over. Things in the minutes are what happened in the minutes. And what happened in the minutes was that Adriana called a point of order. There was no action taken on that point of order. And the basis of the point of order, she was disturbed that Gardner was not seated. Now, the thing that she gave me was her idea of what justified him being seated. And that's fine. And it's in the record. But it's not in the minutes. And I'm not going to put it in the minutes.
Madam Chair, Washington,
yes.
Sack. Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Rita Washington to the stack. At the last meeting that we had, the chair at that time, which was Sister Teresa Allen,
did instruct the secretary to put those points of order in the minutes. She did instruct him to do that. Why he did not, I don't know. But at that last meeting, she did, Teresa Allen did instruct the chair to put those points of order in the minutes. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Allen for the stack.
I put the point of order in the minutes.
Okay, hold it, hold it. Teresa?
Allen for the stack.
Yes,
I would like
Teresa.
To say something. I had a similar problem last night on a teleconference call. When a chair, in my opinion, and I think this is backed up by Robert's Rules of Order, I felt that Adriana Casanave's point of order was an illegitimate point of order. It was a written statement that was a page long, and it, I thought it was inappropriate. I thought she was out of order. But we had an argument rather than having a vote on appealing the decision of the chair. So that's how I think it came down. And I heard Mr. Uzel's argument. I'm very sorry if anyone thought that I agreed to put it in the minutes. I understand that Ms. Casanave wants her point to be recognized, but I thought it was inappropriate. So I don't know what the group wants to do with it. If we do vote to put these in the minutes, then I would like to include a statement that I thought that Ms. Casanave was out of order to have addressed this as a point of order. Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I answer? Because I was being mentioned by name and last name. We can go to the audio of that meeting.
I'm sorry.
What are all those noises? Can you ask people to mute when I'm speaking? Then maybe anybody can hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. The point is, when somebody, a point of order is a breach, a violation of the bylaw. That's why every time that somebody brings a point of order, need to be, and more than that, you can go and see from the PMB, and you can go and see from any of the people that talk about the bylaws. The obligation of a member is to bring a point of order when a breach of the bylaw is done. The chair can answer that didn't accept it, that's fine. But then you can challenge the vote, but the obligation is to put those point of order there because it's the proof, and you should keep making the same point of order every time if the bylaw is broken or is breached. That is what is Robert's Rule of Order, our bylaws, is exactly that. I don't care if somebody likes it or not. And Teresa, you can say whatever you want, but you go to the audio, and you just hear member Rita Washington saying exactly the same thing that I'm saying. You told the secretary in that meeting to put the point of order that I keep in writing there. And ask already, please ask Richard Ussel not to interrupt and not to talk in the middle. He does the same in the meeting. He did exactly the same in the meeting.
I asked to be put on the stack.
Go ahead,
what
Richard.
I'm saying is not the page
are you,
long.
You finished? Okay.
I said the page long was the explanation, not the point of order. What needs to be in the minute is exactly the point of order, not all the explanation about the point of order. I put it there because obviously some people don't understand me that good. That's why I wrote all the explanation there for people. Then people can read it, but not to put in the minute. Only the point of order go to the minute. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, I think we'll disagree about this forever. I put the point of order in the minute. I didn't put all that verbiage that was given to me. That I said I would put it in the record.
It's in the record. I said it's there. Now, if you want me to, and I said in the minutes that he said that he would add it to the official record of the meeting. At the beginning of this whole thing, I made a motion to approve the minutes, and I would like for us to vote on it. Thank you.
Can we go ahead with that vote, please?
Bill, I'll second.
Go ahead, call the roll, Richard.
Bill says.
Oh, Bill wants. Did Bill have something to say? I'm sorry. Bill, you want to start to speak first?
I second Richard's motion.
Okay, thank you. This is the vote whether to approve the minutes or not. Alan?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but we have a motion from Brenda for Sandra.
In the middle of a vote. Please rephrase the talking.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Sandra's motion came after my motion.
I'm withdrawing my motion.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the minutes. Alan, how do you vote?
Alan says yes.
Castaneda?
Modify the minutes.
Is that a no? Is that a no? I'll leave it blank then. Crozier? Bill Crozier?
Yes. Sorry, I was muted.
Foley? Lyndon Foley?
Foley votes yes.
Foley?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Lark?
Foley votes yes.
I'm sorry? Lark?
Foley votes yes. Sorry.
I got you, Lark. Lark? All right. Lewis? Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Martinez? Marianne Martinez? Martinez? Miller? Paula Miller? Moreno? Patel Adams? Patel Adams? Rawline?
Yes.
Shafto? No, you wanted to do it last.
No. Yeah.
Okay, Uzel, yes. Washington?
Sorry, did you call me?
Well, Rita, what? Is that Rita?
Yes, I'm here. Mr. Secretary, as much as I love your minutes and I think they're always in order, unfortunately, if you would make the necessary corrections, then I can vote yes. If not, I respectfully vote no.
Thank you. Wyman?
Yes.
Weissel?
With the caveat that the minutes are correct, I am voting yes. If they are correct, I will move to reconsider.
Okay. Williams? Willis?
Susie Moreno.
Oh, Susie, hey. Okay, we're voting to approve or not the minutes.
Hello?
Yes, who's that?
Hello?
Yes, who's saying hello?
Susie.
Susie, how do you vote on that? Do you want to vote yes No.
Excuse me?
Or abstain. Yes, no, or abstain. On approving the minutes.
I can't hear you very well.
I'm sorry.
Is it Richard? Richard?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'm just now being able to call in, so what's going on?
If you don't feel comfortable voting on this, you can abstain.
What?
Abstain.
Hello?
If you don't feel comfortable, you may abstain.
Susie, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can't hear Richard.
Okay, Susie, this is a vote for whether to approve the minutes or not, so you can vote yes to approve, no to not approve, or abstain.
Okay, abstain.
They didn't want to accept my point of order. That's why.
I'm just trying to relay the information.
Nancy, Sarah,
what?
Nancy, how do you vote on this?
Nancy votes no.
Okay.
Everyone sounds good except for Richard. What's the problem?
I'm old.
No, there's like a. Sometimes we hear you clear. I'm sorry.
Okay, the vote is 10-2. 10-2 in favor of approving them.
Sub done and then approved. Let's go.